This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Q's very own Laura Lynch and Industry Insights' Scott Hackworth. The two organizations partnered together to create the 2022 Q's Executive Compensation Survey and the Q's Employee Salary Survey, and they are here to provide us with the latest findings. So I hope you guys check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are talking executive compensation, employee compensation, all in the credit union industry. And these two fine folks have been hard at work getting all this data and this information together for you all. And before we dive into the information and the findings that you guys discovered here, well, let's do some introductions. Right next to me is Q's very own Laura Lynch. Laura, how are you today?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having us today.
Well, oh my gosh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I always enjoy these types of, I always enjoy all my interviews, but this one is going to be interesting for sure. And then right below us is Mr. Scott Hackworth from Industry Insights. And before the recording, he just said that he just got back from vacation in Hawaii. So this is why this guy is so happy right now. He's on cloud nine. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Mike. Really appreciate this opportunity to talk about the data.
Indeed, indeed. All right, let's talk about the 2022 Q's Executive Compensation Survey and the Q's Employee Salary Survey. So Scott, I'm going to start with you on this one. So what did this survey cover in regards to executive employee salaries? What were some of the parameters that you guys were looking for here?
Sure. Really we break out the survey for two types of surveys where we have one is for the general staff of the credit unions. And so in fact, I believe that we had 63 positions for the employees of the credit unions. And then we have 23 executive level positions that we cover there. For the employees, we're really just looking at, what is their compensation? We're looking just at the facts. What is their salary? What's their bonus? What's the total?
Right.
When we get at the executives, we take a much deeper dive where we're looking at some of the demographic characteristics. So really, we can dive deep to see what is it that's impacting the compensation. Mm-hmm. And so amongst those executives, we're looking at things such as how long they've been at the organization. We're looking very specific to them. Obviously, we're looking at the credit unions themselves, but then we're also looking at the profile characteristics of those individual executives supporting those positions.
Okay. And before we get any further, just a question off the top of my head, who views this? Is this like people looking for new positions, or is it credit unions kind of comparing each other, or is it all of the above? Laura, I see you nodding your head as well.
Yeah, well, it could be all of the above. Okay. So the survey results are available to anyone in the credit union industry.
Okay.
So our Unlimited Plus members here at Q's can log in and look at the reports, run as many reports as they want, just as part of their membership. And then others can purchase access to the reports. So most typically, it's going to be HR folks who are coming in to look at current compensation packages, make sure they're appropriately compensating them to retain them, right? So it's typically something our credit unions are to pay workers. But then as positions come up and they may be recruiting for a new employee, they might look again and make sure they're being competitive in their search.
Gotcha. Okay, good stuff. Yeah, I know there was a gazillion findings, and we'll get into some of those here in a little bit. But Scott, I mean, what types of trends did you guys discover in this year's report? I'm always interested to see what's the latest findings that you guys saw as far as trend wise.
Overall, the main findings that we were finding, one is the trends of compensation increased, and it increased at a more rapid pace than before. So the growth of the compensation, especially amongst the executive level employees, we're seeing really large jumps. Obviously, inflation's playing a factor. Labor shortages are playing a factor.
Yeah.
The need to retain and create really comprehensive packages that hold on to those employees is clearly a factor. But the jump is still well beyond what it is in most industries right now.
Gosh.
So that was the most surprising, most impressive piece from our standpoint.
What were some and any changes from this time last year, or compared to last year's to this time? Obviously, the compensation jump. Any other changes from a year? And Laura, feel free to chime in as well, too, if you have anything to add as well. So Scott?
Sure. In terms of the data, the bonuses and the role that the bonuses are playing in the total compensation has increased. And so last year in particular, we saw that it really just became a more robust piece of their overall compensation package. So we're seeing, and really that's what's driving a lot of this growth. So the bonuses, the portion that's coming from bonuses is larger than the increases that they're getting to their base compensation. Okay. That's a good thing for the organizations, for the credit unions themselves, because they're able to then hedge against, okay, if the performance isn't there, they don't have to pay as much.
Gotcha.
So it's a win for the employees, and it's also a win for the organizations.
Yeah, you know, pay on performance, basically. So
exactly.
You perform, you get paid. That's the way it should be. So, and Laura, I mean, anything else kind of stand out for you in this year's findings? I noticed, because I was going through some of the findings earlier, and one of the things that I saw was that 23.3% of reported CEOs are female. So I don't know if you can compare last year or years before, but where is that number compared to previous years? Or again, this question is out of left field, so I apologize. But where are we in this statistic?
Well, Scott can speak to the particulars on where we were last year, but I know we just started asking that question a couple of years ago, so we don't have a big trend line to show.
Okay.
But Scott, I don't know if you can speak to the particulars on the changes there.
Sure. In general, that percentage is increasing.
Good.
Although it's very, very steady.
Yeah.
Our sample tends to be the same sample. You know, a large portion of our respondents are the same year. So we're not seeing a lot of shifts like we might if we did a larger canvas of the entire credit union.
Okay.
But we do believe it's reflective. So likely about a quarter are female, which is a great sign, and we'd like to see that increase.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the reason why I asked that is because I was at a conference recently where they had a women's leadership luncheon, and they had all these fabulous credit union women leaders there talking about, well, advocating for more women in leadership roles and stuff like that. So that was kind of top of mind. I saw that one. I got to ask them about it. So good. I'm glad to see that number is going up, and I'm sure there's going to be many, many more opportunities for women leaders to take the helm at these credit unions and do some great things. So good stuff here. All right, let's talk about, let's kind of dig into a couple of other key findings here. The credit union's asset size was one of the leading influencers on compensation levels. Scott, can you speak to that?
For sure. And that has been, I mean, the theme, yeah, forever. And you can see that in all of the tables, the size, that is what's driving the compensation.
Yeah.
And that's for all the positions. The largest, they just have more resources. They're able to, you know, the responsibility is also they're larger.
A little bit bigger too, yeah, right.
Amongst the executives. Yeah. And so definitely there's a very strong correlation between the asset size and
the compensation package.
The compensation. Although also education level and years of experience are also very strongly correlated.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so talk about the top four factors leading CEO bonuses. You just talked a little bit about bonuses as well, were earnings, board evaluation, loan growth, and membership growth. Can you talk about those four factors as well?
And that tends to be our normal pattern, you know, in terms of the pieces that are really driving, especially amongst the CEOs. And we do focus a lot of attention in that top spot. We understand that there's a big cascading effect, you know, that top position and then how the rest of the positions are paid and compensated kind of in lockstep. Definitely the board evaluation, you know, the earnings of the organization make a huge difference. The amount of loans and how that has grown over time, over the year, that's a big piece. And then also just the membership of the credit union. Those are the pieces that are influencing their bonus percentage.
Okay, cool. And then the last one here, and I think you alluded to this in your first response, but the median total compensation increased up to 14.9%, so almost 15% things went up. Was that the big surprising number that you saw as far as the executive compensation? Would that be organization-wide as well, like employee, I mean, like staff go up? Obviously, their compensation increased as well. Would that be kind of an organized or an enterprise-wide number, or is it just kind of an executive number?
Yeah, that's definitely, it's not an across-the-board statistic. What we saw, I mean, for the executive positions that we were looking at, overall, on average, we saw an 8% growth, which again is crazy high.
Yeah, I'll take that.
To most, you know, I mean, personally, 8% growth. I mean, that's pretty staggering.
Exactly.
And again, a lot of that's coming from bonuses, mm-hmm. and 2021 was a pretty, you know, a pretty good year.
Yeah.
In this industry, in particular, obviously. So we saw that 8%, and amongst the employees, we saw about 5.5%.
Okay.
Was the average, which is still
pretty darn good.
You know, across the economy, that's certainly a strong growth rate. So,
no doubt. Well, that segues into my next question, Laura. So how can credit unions use this information to attract and retain the top talent out there in this very unique labor market that we're in? I know it's a loaded question, but I'm sure you can handle it.
Sure. I sure can, Mike. So we know this is a time employees are kind of looking up, right? Saying what's going on around me? What openings are around me? We see it in our industry. We see it in every industry, right? Lots of people moving around to different positions. We know compensation is just one part of that package, but mm-hmm. it's a very important part of that retention package. So this gives credit unions the opportunity to look at not just nationally, you know, what's being paid for different positions, but to look locally, to look at their peer groups to see if they are competitive, you know, based on their state, based on asset size, which we just talked about how important that is mm-hmm. to determining pay. So drawing that data specific to their peer group is a really key element of making sure they're competitive with their competitors, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we do know that compensation piece is just one part of the package. Employee engagement, all of that goes into that retention package as well. And as you know, Mike, talent development is what we do at CUES. Yep. And so we know the compensation piece is often kind of looking to the past. What did you accomplish in the past year? You know, did loans grow? What's the membership growth? But also looking at those other pieces of retaining an employee, showing them that you see their potential to grow with the organization. And compensation, of course, comes along with that, but giving them the resources and the support they need to grow at your organization so they're not looking around for growth opportunities, but they know you support them. And I think most important, see the potential for them to grow with your organization.
Yeah, and this information that you guys provided is such a key part of that in keeping that top talent and actually retain and attracting it as well. So yeah, to have this information in front of you to keep that talent, and then again have them kind of have some skin in the game basically, and to keep them obviously well compensated, but also valued as well. So yeah, all this stuff, it's one big package, and you guys at CUES do such a fabulous job at that. So any kind of, what did we learn from this year's findings, Scott? I mean, any lessons learned here? Obviously that pay went up, but any right. type of lessons that we can take away here from here as well?
Yeah, some of the key lessons, obviously compensation strong. The employees still have a large advantage. I mean, right now it is more so than ever in my history, the employee is in charge right yep. now in terms yep. of, has a lot of leverage. Right now compensation is robust, bonuses are robust. And so it's a good time to be in this industry.
Yeah, Laura, any takeaways from you from these findings? Any lessons or takeaways?
I think we hear from our credit unions, you know, exactly that. They need to make sure they know what's competitive, that they're looking at this compensation data. But because it is such an employee market, those, I guess, less tangible items to support employee engagement are just increasingly making sure our employees are engaged and that our organization supports them, that it's a place you want to work at, right? Mm-hmm. All of that is so important right now
for
organizations to stay competitive. And I think credit unions always do quite a good job. We have a great industry where we know people love to work and support the mission of the credit union industry. So we have that going for us.
Oh, yeah.
And I think using our data, you know, continuing to support their employees, we see the future is bright for credit unions. And I think we might have just converted Mike to maybe take a job at a credit union with this pay increase talk, right, Mike?
I know. You might see me looking through the want ads one of these days. Oh my gosh, yeah, it's phenomenal out there. And I mean, like you said, Scott, yeah, the employees are still kind of calling the shots here. But yeah, again, that's a pendulum thing. It kind of goes back and forth over the years, but right now it's kind of on the employee. The employees are, but which, you know, it's a good thing. I mean, so, and that means that credit unions always have to put their best foot forward, whether it's attracting somebody or retaining somebody as well. But, and like you said, Laura, credit unions do a really good job at that anyway, and their mission really speaks for themselves. And if you really want a fulfilling career, this is the place to go. So yeah, so really good stuff here. Anything else to add to wrap up? And again, I'll put the link in the show notes so where people can go and take a look at this, take a look at the data, because we're only scratching the surface here. Oh my gosh, there's so many findings here, and we'll have those listed as well. But anything else to add to wrap up? Scott, I'll let you go first.
No, again, yeah, it's a really good time to be in this industry. The growth is staggering, and it's exciting to see what's in the future.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. Laura, any final thoughts?
I always have to say thank you to those that took the time to fill out the survey, because this is all self-reported data for our credit unions. And Scott's smiling because we have to ask and ask, right? No one wants to take the time to fill out a survey, probably the three of us included. So we really appreciate those credit unions taking the time to do that.
Yeah.
It's the only way we can then see the trends and report out those that data back to our industry.
Yeah, it just benefits the industry when the more people that participate, it benefits the industry as a whole, and getting, again, going back to attracting and retaining that top talent that we're all going for these days, especially in today's very unique labor market. So so good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna let you guys get back at it. I'm sure you have a lot of work to do, so we don't want to keep you too long. But thank you so much for your time today and this valuable information. Can't wait to get it posted for you.
Thank you. You.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.